Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So obviously election and election psychology, election anxiety is something we talk a lot about on this show. You can't have a show that talks about medical health, the economy, education, relationships without talking about politics. And obviously this was a real humdinger that happened yesterday where in Colorado, their Supreme Court said, Trump can't be on the ballot. Now, for any other country looking outside of what's going on in America, I mean, this is, and lawyers are really, really good at this mental, I don't want to use the term on air, and these calisthenics, shall we call it, of the law. And, you know, it sounds like what's happening, or not sound like, I mean, pretty obvious, is, you know, there is a goal, and a goal is Trump doesn't run. And we need to find ways where Trump doesn't run, because if he runs, he could win, especially if he's in a matchup with President Biden, when you look at the current polls. And, you know, I mean, kudos to the effort and, you know, there's obviously an A for effort in terms of this repeated assault on this one person in terms of trying to keep him from office. But what they don't realize they're doing is they're making Trump more and more popular. Now, I'm not a Democratic strategist or a Republican strategist, but I think somebody needs to have a little bit of a conference as well as a review of the Constitution, because the second America feels like the Constitution is being violated in order to prevent somebody from representing them, all hell breaks loose. And what next are they going to throw at Trump? You could love him, you could hate him, but, you know, I'm an American first. And I'm registered as nonpartisan. And I want fair. I want legit. I want ethical. And so what happened is it was a very split court. I think it was 4-3, where Colorado Supreme Court said President Trump cannot be on the state's primary election ballot, and which could also later then extend to the main ballot, because even if Trump doesn't win the Colorado primary for the Republicans, there could still be a general election. And so people say this doesn't have to do with the irregular election. Yes, it does. So if they're using this as a precedence to prevent him from being on the primary election, it can absolutely translate to the main election. And they say it's because he violated Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which has to do with insurrection against the government. And so there's been a lot of debate when, after every election, you know, the Chads, when it came to George Bush and Al Gore, the Hillary Clinton, not my president, the President Trump, this election was stolen. What has been a consistent application of Section 3, Article 4, or it was 14. It's the 14th Amendment, exactly. What has been consistently done? Well, everybody has always, whenever they lost an election, said, this isn't the case. There's been protests. There's been assembly. What made January 6th different is people broke into the Capitol. Now, some walked around, took selfies, smiled for the cameras, and then mayhem did ensue. But is that on President Trump? And this is what they're using to prevent him from running again. And how I look at it as the voters are the ones that should have the final say. And if the voters do not want Trump, they don't vote him in. If the voters want Trump, assuming the election is legal and ethical and everybody's ballots get counted and we don't have this mail ballot fiasco, then he gets elected. And what's happening and what I've seen is this premise of if half the country wants Trump, let's say, and half the country doesn't, although some polls say it's more or less, I almost kind of have this feeling that the powers that be don't trust half the country. That's really where we're at. What's happening with Trump or what's happening in this country is half the country doesn't feel the other half of the country knows what the hell is going on. That's why or has it right. That's why a lot of the Democrats are starting to kind of distance themselves from Biden, saying, look, I'm a Democrat, but Biden isn't the best pick, because they don't want to appear that they are supporting somebody who's unpopular and who may not be fit for duty. Same thing with Republicans. They're saying, you know, I'm Republican, but, you know, some of us are mixed on whether we want it to be Trump or DeSantis or Nikki Haley. But the premise of half the country is wrong, and we need to protect them and not let somebody they want into office get to office starts to or continues to fuel the suspicions. We have never seen so many assaults on one candidate. You know, I mean, even Biden, and we've never seen so many attempts to say, but this is why he can't run. This is why, this is what the Constitution says. The Supreme Court's going to get involved. Apparently, and the Colorado primary is coming up in a few months. I think the decision has a stay on it until the Supreme Court could weigh in. And I know people say, well, you know, the Supreme Court is one-sided. I don't understand why justices are right-left when you look at what happened with the Colorado Supreme Court. Or, you know, honestly, when you interpret the Constitution, I understand there might be some variances, but to be so opposite, I think that's an issue. But we have right judges, we have left judges. I don't think this is going to last, because the insurrection is, you know, if Trump actually said, guys, let's go, arm up, let's go, having a rally, and there's rallies after every single election, it starts to allow wiggle room. And I'm no legal expert, but what I am an expert on is psychology, and I am an expert on voter anxiety, and this is something that I think is going to boomerang. And so if the Democrats do not want President Trump to be there, it's very easy, you know, for them to, based on record or based on, but when they have to try to use the law, it starts to look suspicious and it makes people more anxious and it fuels the argument Trump has been having. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is our producer today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So to nap or not to nap? That is the question. We have seen over the last few decades studies saying napping is bad. If you nap, that's bad. You'll get diabetes. We've had other studies say nap is good. I'm a napper. I love naps. I have always loved my nap. Well, except when I was a baby. Or remember in school you used to take a nap? I think it was kindergarten. I went to Oso Elementary in Woodland Hills, California, when I was younger, before my folks moved to Phoenix when I was six. And I remember we had to stop kindergarten. I was in Mrs. Cannabis's class today. Yeah, cannabis, right? But not cannabis. Yeah. We had to take a nap, and I would be like, no, I don't want to take a nap. And I was like the Energizer Bunny. Bzz, bzz, bzz. I just wanted to, like, keep moving. Now, oh, I would give anything for nap time. All right, everybody, 12 to 2 is nap time.
Actually, from 2 to 5 is my most vulnerable time for naps. That's when I have energy all the way until mid-afternoon, and then I'm like, I need to sleep.
Well, people want to know, is it a bad thing to just go and listen to your body and rest and sleep? Or is it a good thing? Should you force yourself through? You know, if you are tired in the afternoon and you force yourself through it, you do get your second wind. And then for me, I'm up and awake 5:36 without having to take a nap. But those 3 hours of the day are my least, effective. And I just don't do much productive. So here's the latest study. The latest study says, yep, sleep. Take that nap. Researchers from Nanjing Medical University in China. And I know what you all are thinking. Can we believe studies coming out of China? Yes and no. And I'll answer that question. That's a very important question. But let me tell you what's going on here. This is being reported by Fox News. And they said, they basically looked at 3,400 U.S. adults aged 20 and older between 2017 and 2018. And they looked at how we slept on weekdays, weekends, if we have heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes. And they said that people who slept for at least 1 hour longer on weekends than weekdays, such as sleeping in, were shown to have lower rates of cardiovascular disease, stroke, coronary heart disease, angina, compared to those who didn't get catch-up sleep. If you had less than 6 hours of sleep on weekdays, but you got an extra 2 hours of sleep on weekends, you had the most reduced risk. Now, is there a difference between sleeping in longer and nap-taking? Yes, I mean, with every study, everything is considered different. I mean, they're all different metrics. But I think a nap on the weekend, if that's what you need, is absolutely perfectly fine. So why has there even been debate? Why, I mean, a nap, for crying out flipping loud. Why is there a debate? Well, because when we do these studies, we do these retrospective studies where we look at people who are sick or ill or have a disease, and we go back and say, well, what did you do to yourself? Did you smoke? Did you drink? Did you get good sleep? Were you a nap taker? So some of the studies we're getting is we're seeing surveys, and we're seeing what people fill out, and we're looking at trends. And then based on that trends, you can make mathematical calculations going, oh, wow, of this percentage of people who had a heart disease, this many people took a nap, or this many people didn't sleep in, or this many people only ate chicken fingers or whatever. And then they surmise trends, which is still valuable in science. But what is the most effective study is, all right, you guys are both at the starting line. You will do naps, you won't. You will sleep in, you won't. And let's see what happens to you 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Those are called longitudinal studies. Those are harder to do because we want data now. So if you say, Dr. Dahlia, I need to know how many people who vaped had worse COVID symptoms or less COVID symptoms when COVID hit. Well, I could get you that data pretty damn quick. All right, we look at, you know, I mean, as long as it was asked, you look at hospital records, you look at doctor records, or you interview people, and you go, okay, we can have some results to you as quickly as, depending on the percentage of people you need. If you need a 50-person study, if you need a 2,000-person study, 200,000-person study, yeah, it'll be more time. But going back retrospectively, you get data faster as opposed to longitudinal. So the reason why there's been so much debate on the actual nap is when we look at people with diabetes, we look at people with high blood pressure, we look at people with stroke issues, you know, and we ask some of their daily habits, some of them didn't get good sleep. Is it because of their condition? Is it because they, you know, is it the lack of sleep that made them sick, or is it because they had a condition that didn't allow them to sleep well? So somebody, let's say, who's overweight, who drinks alcohol, smokes, slams energy drinks or caffeine, and maybe doesn't have the healthiest diet, they probably don't have the healthiest sleep patterns. So there's now an associative risk.
Right? There, you drink an alcohol before you go to bed, you're probably not going to sleep throughout the night. If you are overweight and have obstructive sleep apnea, or you have a jaw or tongue anatomy that causes you to, stop your breathing and decrease your air supply, then that sort of build or that sort of issue is probably also putting you at risk for high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, obesity. If you have central sleep apnea, where you stop breathing on your own, that's obviously going to have some other associative issues. So when you hear people say, oh, I always need my nap, and they don't seem healthy, people are going to think that that nap then is unhealthy and will cause them to be unhealthy. But I think a nap is important if you're tired. The reason why your body is getting tired is because it wants to rest. It doesn't want you to be on air, right, doing a radio show middle afternoon. And neither does a lot. I get it. Yeah, I heard you. Yeah, and neither do a lot of my listeners. They're like, it's bad enough hearing you in the morning. Can't deal with you in the afternoon as well. And then many of you listen to me at night, which I really like. The night listeners like the show. They're like, okay, I need that energy. Keep me up. Although I've had many people who used to listen to me late night, and they said it would put them to sleep. The show would put them to sleep. I don't know if that was a compliment or not, but thank you anyway. Hey, as long as you listen, I'm grateful. But if your body is tired, that means it wants you to rest. If you have mono, if you're sick, if you're fighting pneumonia, and you don't feel like going Christmas shopping and you want to take a nap, you might want to listen to your body. And we tend to, oh, okay, I need caffeine. I'm getting tired. Maybe your body does need a nap. I mean, in civilizations, you would very commonly after lunch, have that mid-afternoon nap. I remember I was in Israel back in the 90s, and many stores were closed from 12 to 2 or 12 to 3. And it wasn't that they were closed for lunch, they were closed for nap. Okay, people take a nap in the middle of the day. Yeah, they're pretty honest over there. We're sleeping. And, don't wake us up. Don't be banging on the shop. We're taking a nap. And so, babies take naps throughout the day. But my problem as a doctor is if you have to have your nap and you're only sleeping 5 hours a night, that's going to be the health risk. It's not the nap. It's that you're not getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Now, why aren't you? Is it because you can't fall asleep? Is it because you're drinking? Is it because you have acid reflux? You ate your dinner too late? You had a very high fat meal? So you're really uncomfortable when you try and sleep? Is it because you're snoring? Is it because you fall asleep, but because you stop breathing in your sleep, your body wakes you up? So you breathe? Which is really scary. Sleep apnea is some scary stuff. Get yourself checked out. If you stop breathing in your sleep, you snore really loud, get that checked out. Personally, I believe sleep apnea causes dementia because you're not getting the proper oxygen every night. Is it because the cats or dogs are waking you up? Is it because you're stressed? You're so nervous. Now, my son's graduating, woohoo, today with the master's. We got family coming in. Trust me, I'm not sleeping well. So stress, things like that are going to affect your sleep. That can also affect your health. So if you feel like you need to take a nap, I don't mind it. Just make sure somebody is looking into why. Why are you taking a nap? Is it because you're taking Xanax in the morning or Benadryl in the morning? Is it because you're taking something that is so sedating that you can't keep your eyes open and maybe you need a different antihistamine or a different medication for anxiety? All right, so I hope that clarifies some things. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The government in Iceland says in a statement it does not believe this week's volcano eruption will present a threat to life. Authorities say lava flowing from the volcano south of Reykjavik appears to be moving away from a nearby town. While world leaders discuss the prospects for peace in Gaza, there's a new confirmation about Hamas using a Gaza hospital to house terror cells. An interview with the manager of the recently seized Kamal Adwan Hospital hit the social media giant X yesterday. In it, the hospital manager detailed how Hamas kept terrorist leaders as well as fighting men safe inside the hospital during the height of the battle against Israel. Former President Trump's attorneys will quickly appeal the state Supreme Court's ruling to remove his name from the presidential primary ballots in Colorado. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we're coughing. Yeah, I'm coughing too. A lot of things cause coughs. Problem is you're about to travel. People are coming over. You're going to try to hide your cough so somebody doesn't go, "Are you sick? I don't want to get sick." Great way to get out of going to the in-laws, by the way. Say, "Oh, I got COVID. I got a cough. I think I'm coming down with something." But the truth of the matter is our coughs don't seem to go away as quickly as they need to be. Some of our coughs can be pretty damn serious. And so let's talk about that. How do we control our cough? Why we cough? What can we do to get through our cough season? So, remember, coughing is a brilliant defense mechanism of our body. A cough is good in the beginning.
If you get exposed to tuberculosis, if you get exposed to COVID, if you get exposed to flu, RSV, your body might sense it and try to spew that sucker out. And which is why when you have a cough, it doesn't necessarily mean you're sick, but it can mean you are infectious because you are coughing out what you were exposed to. So the sensory neurons in our respiratory tree lining gets triggered. It tells the brain to induce a mechanism that will help clear the airway. So then it wakes up the immune cells so you could fight an infection or heal the inflammation. Now, mechanically coughing can cause irritation in a good way, but also in a bad way. If the inflammatory cells produce excess mucus, now it'll just continue the cycle of coughing because now you're not coughing out a pathogen. Now you're, you know, having all that extra phlegm that you're trying to get out. Now, but you don't just cough because of a virus or bacteria or a mold spore that comes your way or a prion or whatever else that could be coming to your lungs. We also cough because some other things could be irritating us, like pollen, dust. Now, but your body doesn't want things that have bee poop on it coming into your lungs. Acid reflux. Your lungs do not want acid from your GI tract. They're like, oh, hell no. I get that our GI tract and our respiratory tree is our neighbors or their roommates, but they don't want anything cluttering their part of the room. And acid going into the lungs is going to make you cough. Those of you who wake up with a cough, you might want to get checked out for gastroesophageal reflux disease because while you're sleeping, the acid might be coming up. Chemicals, household products, chemicals will irritate your lung lining. Cold weather, a lot of you are coughing because it's cold. Cold weather will irritate the lungs. Your lungs know how to warm the air you breathe, but it still takes a little bit. So when you're breathing in cold air, that can make you cough because your body's like, I don't want this. I'm trying to stay at 98.6. And you're breathing in 20-degree air? Oh, hell no. Exercise could make you cough. Allergies, postnasal drip. Medications. If you're on an ACE inhibitor like lisinopril, Zestril, benazepril, something that ends in ill, that can make you cough. They cause an accumulation of bradykinin, which can is an inflammatory mediator, which can induce coughing. Other conditions like emphysema because of smoking, sarcoidosis, asthma. People don't realize that a cough could be a sign of heart failure. Why? I mean, the heart's a pretty important roommate. And if the heart's not functioning well, and the heart's a pump, that's its job, it's a pump, you might get backflow of fluid. And so the lungs may be like, why is this fluid here? Why isn't the heart doing their job? So congestive heart failure could be a sign of, could manifest in a cough. Of course, tumors, cancer, we always want to rule out. And then some of us have a psychological cough, like a tick, where you're always, and it could be a psychological issue that could be treated. So can you cure a cough? Well, we don't necessarily cure a cough because this is the body's ability. Okay, we're not going to, you know, sever some nerves so you don't cough. You need that. But it depends on why you have a cough. So if you have a cough because of pneumonia, where you have an infection in the lobe of the lungs, if it's a bacterial pneumonia, we'll use antibiotics. If it's a viral pneumonia, we might use medications to decrease the inflammation. We might use antivirals. If it's a fungal pneumonia, antifungal medication. If your cough is due to gastroesophageal reflux disease or heartburn, we're going to decrease your acid production. We're going to elevate your bed at least 45 degrees. If you're coughing because of allergies, then we're going to have you avoid the allergens. You know, maybe not live in a forest or a flower garden. Maybe, you know, alter that. If you're allergic to your cat, your dog, you know, tell the cat and dog to take a hike. Go live somewhere else. I'll take them. I love cats and dogs. Obviously, if it's a tumor, we address that, etc. But there are some things you could do. You know, many people say, just give me some whiskey. I remember my grandmother telling my mom, get her brandy or schnapps. Give her schnapps to stop the cough. She's coughing too much. And so my mom would, and it worked. We don't like to give alcohol to kids, though. That's bad.
Last thing we want are kids getting used to alcohol. But cough syrups used to have alcohol in them. The old-time cough syrups had alcohol. Then we went away from them and we used codeine, narcotics. Narcotics would suppress the cough. But because of narcotic dependence and overuse and abuse, we got rid of that. So now we have the antitussives, we have the mucolytics to kind of decrease the cough reflex, thin the mucus. But it's interesting how coughs are lasting longer because we've changed from some of the more aggressive ways to treat the cough. And so people are very frustrated because they're like, look, I've been coughing for 3 weeks. Why can't you give me what used to work as a kid? And I understand their suggestion. It's just, unfortunately, they don't like us doing that. We talk about how alcohol use rose during COVID because of depression. And that's what I think. I think depression was the number one reason. But how many people use the alcohol to calm down their cough? You know, it's when people are coughing, they get tired. For me, I like using a hot shower. But I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so they don't like us using lots of water. But when I had COVID, I stood in the shower as long as I could. And it helped. Steam will work. Holding your head over a pot on the stove as long as you don't burn yourself. Humidifier, vaporizer. So moisture, especially if you're in a dry climate. You need to hydrate if you cough. One, you're losing fluid when you cough. Two, dryness could irritate the cough. So you definitely want to keep the fluid up. Honey works. Honey is actually an effective cough suppressant. But you definitely need to avoid it in kids under 1 year old. Don't be giving honey to babies because of the botulism toxin risk. But you could maybe use honey, warm water, lemon juice, tea, that kind of stuff. Cough drops work, like the menthol cough drops. How do they work? Well, they cause a local anesthetic effect on the back of the throat, so it decreases the irritation. Peppermint could help your cough. Thyme, eucalyptus, licorice, ginger could provide relief. When I was younger, I'd eat a chocolate bar. Now, that can make you fat, you know, and gain weight, calories, mess with your blood sugars. But why does chocolate work? Because it has theobromine. Theobromine can suppress the cough. In fact, one study said the chocolate was more effective than codeine. So, you know, the narcotics decrease the respiratory drive, provide analgesia, and that's why cough reflex was decreased when they would use narcotics and cough syrups. And there are still some on, you know, that are available, but we just don't recommend it that much. Alcohol, I don't think is an effective cough suppressant, even though it might dehydrate you and dry up the mucus. It might make you a little sleepy. Unfortunately, you wake up then with the cough. It could also increase your acid reflux. So that's why we don't recommend alcohol or codeine for your cough. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Democrats and Republicans agree on something. It's kind of rare when you see that happen. Unfortunately, this is some bad, bad news. Democrats and Republicans, apparently in this latest poll, which seems to happen year after year, agree that our democracy is at risk, but for different reasons. The Democrats think our democracy will be at risk if Trump wins. Republicans think our democracy will be at risk if Biden wins or a Democrat continues to hold office. And so I, as a physician, as an American, I get a little nervous when people start to lose faith in our democracy. But it has been predicted time and time again that the average democracy falls after a few hundred years. And we'll talk about that in a second. So this latest poll being reported by The Hill is a survey where 62% of voters think democracy is going to be at risk depending on who wins the next election. Voters on each side believe that the other party's frontrunner is a risk to the health of the country and the democracy. Now, obviously, this is not earth-shattering news because people want, you know, their side to win. I mean, look at us with Super Bowl. Okay, I want the Cowboys to be there. If the Cowboys isn't there, I'm going to think the season stunk. But it's still an NFL season. But 19% said our democracy is so seriously broken, no matter who wins. And a majority of voters say it is beyond repair. Now, remember I told you guys last year there was another poll where the majority of Americans felt our democracy is in trouble. So just to kind of go through some definitions, we live in a republic. A republic is where the people have, we don't have a monarch, we elect somebody. And we have power. Our governing system is a democracy where the rule is led by the people. The thing is our democracy isn't necessarily a true democracy because we don't vote on every single thing. If we did, we wouldn't have construction and orange cones everywhere. We wouldn't have the border crisis. So we have what we call a representative democracy, where we elect people to represent us. Now, when they get onto Capitol Hill, do they do what we want them to do? Maybe they do. Maybe they, you know, get sucked into lobbyists. Maybe they just follow party lines. But if your county elects somebody, that person is supposed to represent your county. If your state elects somebody, they're supposed to represent your state. And so that's why Iowa has representation. Hawaii has representation. New York has representation. And even if the states are so big, there's congressional districts to make sure that one part of a state doesn't overcome another part of the state, that there's representation. And that's why states get equal votes in the Senate, because they don't want a small state like Rhode Island getting screwed over by New York, you know, or California. Every state, right, should have a vote. So democracy, you know, there's ranges of it. And we've been doing okay, but apparently there are multiple testaments in history of democracies falling to dictatorships. In Ghana, Iraq, Nazi Germany, North Korea. So if majority rules and all of us Americans go, we don't want a dictator, how does a dictator then end up taking over? Hitler. How did Hitler take over? Well, it's because people get complacent. Scottish professor Alexander Fraser Tytler had, back in the 1800s, said that there was a theory, it's called the Tytler cycle, where the average lifespan of a democracy is 200 years. We're doing better than that in America. But he says during those 200 years, these nations always progress through the following sequence: from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back into bondage. So, you know, we had to fight for our liberty with America. We got away from Great Britain. We had the Revolutionary War. We had the War of 1812. And then we started to, it was all about liberty. It was all about all of us. And then we started to get, we had our abundance. We had our growth. We had our expansion. Then we start to become a little complacent. We're like, well, I'm good. You know, my little circle is fine. Whatever happens over there happens over there. You start to become apathetic, and then people or things can take over. When you do become apathetic and you start to lose control and you lose your vote or you don't vote, now other, you know, when people are complaining about who the president is or who the president was, I'm like, did you vote? Well, if you're not voting, then somebody else is going to take over. And then when you start to become dependent on the government, the government owns you. And this is a cycle until you're like, you're not going to own me. I'm going to fight back. We're going to have liberty. And then we're going to appreciate what we have. And we forget. Look at how quickly we forgot September 11th. Look how quickly people forgot the Hamas attack. I mean, people forget. And really, our memories are really, really short. I'm still, by the way, I apologize about this, but sorry, I bit my lip. I'm still a little ticked off about the taxation without representation. I know everybody moved on. Right? They're all happy with Great Britain. I like the British. I've been to London. I've been to England. Yeah, but no, I'm not going to forget. And the reason why I don't forget is there's these roundabouts that are around my house. And I think the roundabouts were brought by the British. And not to be a conspiracy theorist, but I think the reason why we have these roundabouts and people always call those kids car accidents is that's Great Britain's way of being able to, if they do need to ever invade us again, get us all stuck and in accidents on the roundabouts. So I love you, Great Britain, but I still think that there's a little plot to take back America. That's just me. All right, I'm joking, though. But where a democracy falls is when the average voter or citizen doesn't think they're being represented. If you're on campus and you're afraid to wear your Magen David, your Jewish star, and you feel as a Jew you're going to be attacked, well, then you're not living in a democracy because you voted for there to be leaders to make sure that you don't get assaulted and you have freedom of religion. If you have a small business that keeps getting robbed, and you voted for state representatives to enforce the law and to prosecute criminals, and they're not doing it, you're not feeling represented. If you voted so that you have a secure country, a secure environment, and it's not secure, you're not going to think your vote counted. Yeah, if you didn't get a ballot. And so we have to, whether you're Democrat or Republican, make sure that the average American feels like they're being represented. Now, we might not get every win on every vote. Okay? Trust me, I'm going to walk outside. I'm going to trip on another orange cone. Okay? I don't understand. I've lived here how many years, off and on since 81. Every single day there's been construction. Okay? So my say, excuse me, potholes, I mean, my say might not always be heard. But for the most part, you know, we voted for, you know, good law enforcement. We voted for, you know, good schools, good hospitals. I'm grateful for many of our votes being heard. But I hear this time and time again. If the average American thinks that the other side winning hurts them, the other side needs to figure out, well, why is that? Is it because you don't feel like you have freedom of religion? Is it because you don't feel like you have freedom of saying who your political party is? Is it because you don't feel safe? And when America doesn't feel safe and doesn't feel represented, we lose our democracy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.